after you leave your current leadership position, what do you want to be remembered for? Will memories of your leadership motivate or discourage those you served? We will address these questions on today's podcast. Hello and welcome to the EP Energizer, a podcast from the CESA 6 Growth and Development Center. My name is Amy Bindis, and I'll be your host today. The intention of this podcast is to encourage school administrators to bring a high level of anabolic or uplifting energy to the important process of staff growth and development during the 2020-2021 school year. I've worked with many superintendents, central office, and school administrators this year who have communicated the following desire. I just want my staff and school community to feel valued and know how much I appreciate them. But when I push to find out how they have valued staff as a result of their leadership, it often causes long periods of silence. Whether you have been in your current position 1 year or 20 years, fast forward to the end of your leadership here. I've heard many leaders say they want to be a light to others. Will the staff, students, and parents you served remember you as a harsh spotlight, directing and micromanaging their every move? Will they remember you as a flickering match that is easily extinguished by opposing winds or pressure? Or will they see you more as the Olympic torch, illuminating a path of growth and perseverance, inspiring them to excel in their own way and reach their own potential? Hopefully, you aspire to the latter light source as we address today's standards of effective in leadership, being professional. I propose that since you can't separate professional integrity from personal integrity, this standard of professionalism encompasses much more than your role or title, but truly how you live your life. Think of that person who may have illuminated the path of integrity and service for you by their leadership and the way they carried themselves. It may be a family member, a close friend, a mentor, or maybe a public figure. He or she may not have always taken the easy route, but you followed him or her because you saw they were leading selflessly, with integrity, and with resolve. And you probably felt that they understood and cared about what you were going through. They inspired you and others to share your light and their light, so that the journey was easier for everyone to navigate. And they probably demonstrated the positivity and perseverance needed to keep the flame burning for a long period of time. The standard of professionalism reads, "The school administrator fosters the success of all students by demonstrating behavior consistent with legal, ethical, and professional standards, and by engaging in continuous professional development and contributing to the profession." Two key indicators for effectiveness in the area of professionalism and ultimately in life include demonstrating and modeling respect and appreciation for others, and being responsive yet resilient in your service to others. These indicators speak to you being a lifelong student of those you serve. These indicators are directly related, but at times, leaders may demonstrate one without the other. To demonstrate and model respect and appreciation for others doesn't necessarily mean you're responsive to their needs. Being responsive and resilient in serving the needs of others doesn't necessarily indicate respect and appreciation. The definition of responsive necessitates responding to the needs of others. Consider that instead of only being reactive in your response, being effective as a leader involves responding proactively. And proactive behavior involves curiosity. Before making critical decisions, be curious to gather the insights of staff, students, and parents, and even community members. What are they thinking? What are they feeling? And what are they doing because of it? In times of stress and challenge, we all just want to be heard and understood. Encourage those you serve to bring their light to the issue at hand. An effective leader not only respects and appreciates those he or she serves, but asks questions and gathers their input in order to empower them to be part of the solution. Consider these indicators in relation to our examples of light. The events of this school year have polarized people in their thoughts and actions. Demonstrating and modeling respect, understanding, and appreciation of others is difficult if your primary professional goal is to have your agenda realized and to force respect at all cost. The purpose of a spotlight is blinding power. This example refers to forcing your ideas and opinions onto others so that they fall in line behind you. I remember being in meetings where the person in charge had a clear personal agenda, and as participants in the meeting, it was obvious that our charge was to come up with the ways to support the ideas of leadership and to make them work. Now consider the approach of seeking to understand and appreciate the ideas of others along with your own, and use as much light as possible from the differing views to form a powerful solution. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "A genuine leader is not a searcher for consensus, but a molder of consensus." This doesn't mean changing your own personal opinions or beliefs, but finding out the opinions and beliefs of others to inform your leadership and strengthen an experience that benefits all stakeholders. Doctor of Sociology Tracy Bauer states in her blog for Forbes, "Sometimes leaders may avoid asking too many questions because they fear being invasive. But in one study of mental health, employees felt better when leaders checked in and demonstrated they care. Take cues from people about whether they want to talk through issues and back off if they don't, but be clear about the fact that you are paying attention." This year has taken many perspectives working together to make a school stronger. The leader that has listened, learned, and then led has been that Olympic torch that has inspired all of his or her stakeholders to give their best performance through unforeseen challenges. Back to our light metaphor. A high-intensity spotlight is self-serving. To work beneath its light is blinding. It takes a lot of energy to maintain its intensity. Think about how you react on a personal level. At home, dictating your ideas to your family members or being in a state of constant rumination on your own problems may leave others unmotivated or crippled later on to carry out their own plans and initiatives. Professionally, being consumed with the next thing that must be done without remembering your purpose and reflecting on how your actions are impacting others may cause your light or the light of others to burn out as well. Being a responsive yet resilient leader involves being committed to providing a constant, warm, and inspiring flame, but realizing you can't carry the torch alone. Yes, resolve to run the race and carry the torch, but model healthy boundaries and connections while displaying genuine gratitude for the light of others. That will fuel your own flame. As professionalism is about fueling your fire so that you cast a glow of integrity and respect that people want to follow, ask yourself, how have you fueled your growth during this school year? How have you been curious and listened to opposing opinions? How have you built consensus? How will the flame of your leadership burn inside those you served long after this year is over? And long after they or you have moved on. In the end, realize that the flame may burn brightly within you, but the power of your legacy is in helping others fuel the flame that burns brightly within themselves. International author and speaker Dr. Wayne Dyer said, "See light in others and treat them as if that is all you see." Your legacy of light will live brightly in others and inspire them to pass the light on as well, professionally and personally. Isn't that how we should all aspire to carry ourselves? Thanks for listening to the EP Energizer podcast. As always, we are here to inspire, fuel, and support you and empower you to share your light with the world. So yes, shine on.